Shamwari yangu Eddington Marimo, mudzidzisi pane chimwe chikoro chesekondari.
My friend Eddington Marimo, a secondary school teacher, has a deeply rooted respect for the elephant animal.
I regard an elephant as a very important animal on this earth and would not like to see it killed because it is the symbol of my totem. Seeing an elephant is like seeing my forefathers.
Since Marima's totem is elephant, in our African culture it means each time he does a great job or buys something for his wife or parents, they must thank him by heaping praise on the elephant in this way. In short, this is a Thanksgiving occasion, and the person who is thanking is saying, thank you. Thank you, the great elephant. You with the magnificent and biggest horns. You, king of the jungle. You, the animal full of wisdom. You are the greatest because you did not choose to have your horns in the forehead, but in the mouth. Thank you very much, you, the only one good at felling trees. In the African culture, it is a common practice to thank someone by mentioning his or her totem, because it is believed that by doing so, you will be praising one's ancestors, who will in turn give him more things, be it in the form of money or riches. It is really fascinating how this elephant totem originated. In Marimo's clan, from time immemorial, there lived a very wise and brave man, who was possessed by a great hunting spirit. In the village where this man lived was a very beautiful woman, who won the heart of every man who cast his eye upon her. During those days, a father would choose a man for his daughter. He would choose a rich suitor or a great fighter who would be able to protect his daughter against marauding wild animals, which were terrorizing villagers in those days. The father of this woman said whoever wanted to marry her should be a good fighter. So all would-be suitors gathered at this woman's home for a boxing tournament, and whoever won that was going to marry her. In the last round, this brave man had to fight with a giant who could fell him with one blow. Before he could fight this giant, the brave man asked to be given a few moments to talk to his ancestors. He came back and advised the giant to quit before he could beat him to a pulp, but the big man did not retreat.
Since this man was possessed by that great spirit, he did not want to fight the giant because he knew he was going to kill him. So he just frightened him by knocking down a big tree nearby with his wrinkled forehead. As the tree fell, men and women yelled and clapped hands, calling this man the greatest. You are the one who knocks down trees without an axe. You are an elephant. From that day, our totem elephant stuck.
Since Marimo's totem is elephant, he is prohibited to eat elephant meat or marry anyone with the same totem as his. Some people use their totems for their surnames, to show their respect. That is why you find in Zimbabwe, we have many people with surnames such as Zu or Nglovo, meaning elephant in the local Shona language, or in the second largest language, Ndebele.
Semu Zimbabwe, tina vana Nzou, muchishona, kozoya vana Ndlovu, muchindebele.
For Radio Bridge Overseas, Andrew Zakata in Harare, Zimbabwe.